Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Marriage, the Godly Institution podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book, Marriage, the Godly Institution. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book, and each episode will cover a new chapter. I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at unsuitable marriage partners. Today, we shall look at whom you need to marry, and first of all, we shall start with the kind of a wife that you need to marry. Nathan Workman said, and I quote, "Who we marry is one of the most important decisions in life, one that will influence the level of happiness, growth, and success like no other choice." Men have different expectations in what they look for in a marriage partner. Some look at the physical appearance, the skin tone, the figure, the size, among others. We said the three pillars of marriage are God, husband, and wife. God, the initiator of marriage, knows who is a good husband and a wife. A man who finds a good wife not just finds a wife, but a good thing. They are wives, but they are also good wives. And a man who gets a good wife is blessed. It is written in Proverbs 18:22, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." A man who has been blessed with a good wife is highly favored by God. A good wife is a treasure and can only be given to a man by the Almighty God. Another name for a good wife is a prudent wife. This is found in Proverbs 19:14. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A man blessed with a good wife by God obtains favor from God, and when he appears before God to pray, God hears and answers his prayers if only this man treats the good wife well. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." So who is a prudent wife? Number one, a prudent wife is a wife that fears God. A prudent wife has the fear of God. She does what is right and acceptable before the eyes of God. This is a woman who has been sanctified, purified, and justified by the Holy Spirit. Her ears are always sensitive to hear the voice of God and to do as instructed. She is a unique treasure in the eyes of God. A woman who fears God has no problem in submitting to a husband. Proverbs 31:30 says, "Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised." Number two, she honors her parents. A woman who honors her parents is wise. She understands that for her to live long and live well, she has to take care of her parents. What we plant is what we reap. This woman for sure shall have her children honor her and take care of her. A man who finds such a woman knows that the blessing of long life and living well will flow to him and his family too. Ephesians 6:1-3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth." Number three, helps the poor. The poor and needy have a special place in the heart of God. A woman who gives to the poor gives to the Lord. God promises to reward such a woman. God's reward cannot be compared to a man's reward. Proverbs 19:17 says, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." Such a woman shall never lack. God promises to provide for her needs the same way she is concerned with the needs of the poor. It is written in Proverbs 28:27, "Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. The children of such a woman will enjoy the blessings of God because of her acts of mercy. Psalms 37:26 says, they are always generous and give freely. Their children will be a blessing. This is a woman a wise man needs to desire and trust in God for as a wife. Number four, she is trustworthy. A prudent wife has good morals. She treats herself with dignity. She will not be found talking evil about others. She has super self-control, self-discipline, and manages her time well. She is faithful in everything she does. It is written in 1 Timothy 3:11. In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. This is a woman to trust all the time. When left at home, she carries all the domestic activities very well and puts the house and home in order. When she goes to work, the husband is not worried about her. He knows she will carry herself well, even in the presence of men as a married woman. The husband does not suspect her in any way because he knows her, understands, and has total trust in her. Proverbs 31:11 says, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. Men, the role of loving your wife is a great work. An additional job of spying on her always is total stress. For how long will you be spying on her? Save yourself from this trouble and trust in God for a faithful wife. Number five, she is submissive. The primary duty of a wife in marriage is to submit to her husband. A prudent wife has no problem with submission, especially when she understands that she's doing it for God. She submits to the husband in everything and all the time. Proverbs 31:12 says, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Men, we thank God for beauty, and sure, a man will feel nice and great walking with a beautiful woman by his side. However, real beauty is in a woman's submission. Number six, she is hospitable. We have learned that a person who does not provide for his or her relatives is worse than an unbeliever. That is found in 1 Timothy 5:8. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. A wise woman ensures her family eats, dresses, and lives well. She's a good homekeeper. She ensures the house is clean and a happy place for her children and husband to live. Proverbs 31:27 says, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. A prudent wife is concerned about the welfare of her husband and children. Number seven, she is her husband's crown. A good wife feels happy when she sees the husband shine and prosper. She works hard to cover the shame of her husband. She speaks well of the husband when with her children, relatives, and even in public. She supports the husband's interests in the village, church, and even in his work so that the husband earns a good reputation. She ensures the husband is smartly dressed when he appears before the public. Indeed, behind every successful man is a prudent wife. Proverbs 31:23 says, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. For sure, she is the crown of the husband. It's written in Proverbs 12:4, a wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in the bones. Number eight, she is hardworking. An excellent woman does not love sleep. She knows excess sleep leads to poverty. She wakes up very early to commit herself, her husband, her children, and everything they do before God in prayer. Then she plans what her family will eat that day. If she needs to get food from the market, she goes very early to get it, as at a low price. It's written in Proverbs 31:15. She gets up early before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She understands that God is interested in blessing the work of her hands. She's progress-minded. she does business to make herself an income. She even uses her money to buy a field and plants in it to generate more income for the family. She does not rely on the husband for everything. She engages in godly activities that will earn her income. It is written in Proverbs 31:24. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Number 9, her speech is kind. A woman of noble character sieves her words before she speaks. Her words are kind and full of wisdom. Proverbs 31:26 says, when she speaks, her words are wise and she gives instructions with kindness. She does not quarrel with the husband. The word of God says in Proverbs 21:9, better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. She knows how to control her anger and keeps quiet when the boss of the house is speaking. Proverbs 17:28 says, even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. Number 10, the way we dress speaks more about us. People address us according to the way we present ourselves. A good wife dresses with respect. She covers her bust and hips well because these areas attract the attention of men. A man who looks at a woman lustfully commits adultery with her. She knows her body belongs to her husband and only has no business exposing it to everybody. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, and I want a woman to be modest in their appearance. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by wearing gold or pearls or expensive clothes. Dressing decently is not just about covering the body well, but a woman should look smart. She should not shame her husband by her way of dressing. She should put on well-fitting and designed clothes. A woman is a flower in God's garden. Her husband feels nice when she's around her because of her smart dressing. Proverbs 31:22 says, she makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. The above are some of the qualities of a prudent wife, a wife that God honors and advocates for a suitable and sweetly help as a suitable helpmate for a man in marriage. To have most of the above characteristics starts with fearing God and having a relationship with Him. For with God, everything is possible. Men should not just look for any wife, but a prudent wife, so that they can enjoy a happy and successful marriage. A prudent wife is from God. For God to bless any man with a good wife, the man has his part to play. His relationship with God is key. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and please let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at the kind of man you need to get married to. Thanks for listening, and God bless you.